This is Jody Chelan of Landscape Live. I'm at the Landscape Management booth at Planet GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm with Adam Manwaren, who is the Herbicide Brand Marketing Manager for FMC. Adam, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks, Jody. Thanks for having me.
No, we really appreciate it. So let me ask you a little bit about FMC and ask a little about what your position is as a Herbicide Brand Marketing Manager.
Yeah, so FMC is a Fortune 500 company based in Philadelphia and a multifaceted company that is involved in agricultural solutions, health and nutrition, as well as minerals that are in a lot of our day-to-day products. I'm here talking about zombie weeds.
Okay.
and those weeds that come back from the dead every year.
Okay.
And so we're having a lot of fun promoting our sulfentrazone portfolio of products that help control zombie weeds so that they don't come back from the dead every year.
But there's not a specific category of zombie weeds.
Within the category of herbicides, you obviously have grassy weeds, sedges, and broadleaf weeds. And sedges are a very common weed that is very prolific and has been spreading specifically up the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast a lot this year. It is a problem. It's one of the worst weeds known, if you ask any of the turf researchers out there. But there are also some broadleaf weeds, such as wild violet and ground ivy, that are known to be zombie weeds as well. So that's what we're trying to help control, so that landscapers out there can help control those weeds, and they got better things to do. So we want to control them this year and next.
And so this is something like the sedges. I mean, it's not something you could eradicate, but it's more something to just try to manage and manage better.
Yeah, one yellow nut sedge tuber, if you left untreated, will produce 700 new tubers within 6 months. And within a full year, it's been documented that you can get 1,900 new tubers. And so it's one of these things that if you left untreated, you'll have one square foot this year. Next year, you'll have a 5x5 square foot area next year. And it's just so prolific out there. And unless you control the tuber, you're not going to be able to get it under control. You can control it year to year, but you're not going to reduce the population.
And that's not something, even with the weather, if it's a drought season or wet season, they're still going to spread like crazy?
The weather does have something to do with it. Obviously, in wetter areas or wetter environments, sedges are more of a problem than in other areas. But they do spread rather prolifically. So weather does have an impact, but it is more so in wet conditions.
So what are some of the zombie weed products that you're coming out with to help the contractor? And again, it's throughout the country, so I'm sure there are a variety of products.
Yeah, we have a sulfentrazone is kind of the base component in there, and so some of the brands that some of the landscapers would be familiar with would be Dismiss herbicide, which control yellow nutsedge and green Kalinga. And then there's also Dismiss South, which is more for warm season turf, which will also control yellow nutsedge and green Kalinga, but it's also specially formulated for one application against purple nutsedge, which is even worse than yellow nutsedge. And then we also put the active ingredient with some other combinations, such as prodiamine, which would be in Echelon, which would be used to control it pre-emergently, which is a growing area of interest, because sedges used to be controlled just spot applications in a post environment, but because they become so prolific in certain lawns, pre becomes a more economical solution, so Echelon would be the option on that front. And then down in certain markets like Florida and Texas, where St. Augustine grass is an issue and not as many products are labeled there, so then we have Blindside that is used in St. Augustine grass, or if you have zombie weeds plus a bunch of other weeds in the lawn, Solitaire would be your all-in-one solution.
I love the names. Who comes up with the names for these things?
Well, that's the fun part of my job.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I get to trademark and brand the names and have fun using zombies to promote them.
Okay. For people that want to learn more about FMC and some of the products that you've just talked about, what's the best way for them to do that?
Obviously, the website, FMCProSolutions.com, is an easy way. We're very active in the social sphere. So you can go on fmcturfwire.com or look at fmcturf on Twitter. And we have a lot of resources that are out there to just promote the industry and promote our products and just try and educate our customers.
And the products are available from wherever they typically buy their plant material or
Yeah, you know, yeah, we have a whole network of authorized distributors across the country that you can find on the website.
Okay. All right, well, Adam, I want to thank you very much again. I'm with Adam Manwaring, who is the Herbicide Brand Marketing Manager at FMC. Thank you very much for your time. This is Jody Chaland from Landscape Live at the Landscape Management booth at Planet's GIE. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks again, Jody.